What's been the biggest challenge with the four-car team?
The four-car team, it is a lot of commotion. Every one of our guys, though, all work great together and everything. I guess, you know, it's hard to get enough crew for four cars, let alone one car. So we struggle. We could use a couple more guys on certain nights, and everybody's schedule sometimes doesn't line up right, but we've made the best of it so far. A lot of guys will help out with another car if another group of guys can't make it, so that's been really key. We try to get everything 110% before we leave the shop, so we've been close to that. Sometimes we've maybe come at 100, but we need the extra 10%.
Do you think it actually end up hurting you, do you think, having a four-car team? I know at one point before the season, you were not kind of considering whether or not to run a full season or not yourself.
Yeah, it's hard to say whether it hurt us or not. I feel my group of guys have still put the time in where they need to on my car. It's hard to say whether it hurt us or not. I wasn't going to commit mainly because of my kids racing and whatnot, and I just didn't know if the guys wanted to put the time in. They came to me and pretty much said they would, so that's why we committed. I feel we, for as far off as we've been this year and how we've been struggling to be, I think, sixth in points is we are happy with that, but we got a lot more in this car. We got to figure out where it's at, and I think we can be consistent and have great finishes as long as we don't have the DNFs. I mean, that's what hurt us last year. We can finish the races. We can run up front once we get the handling down, and I think everything else will come from there.
You brought on Jeremy Pitcher this year. What's the reasoning behind that, and what can he bring to the team?
Jeremy is fun to be around as well as everybody else, him and his brother and their guys. Jeremy originally tried one of my cars out, and he's a good driver. He's done a lot on dirt. I think he could do a lot on the asphalt. We just got to get things right, get his crew kind of settled in with him so they can do a little more with his car. But I really think Jeremy can be very potent in this division once we get things right for him, because he's a really good driver.
Last week is a good testament to that, because he didn't have, quite easy to see, he didn't have the fastest car out there, but he ran a fantastic line until Anthony found a lane underneath him there.
Yeah, I was actually surprised he stayed out front as long as he did, because the cars have been real tight, all of them. We've really been struggling. Besides Barry, he got his a little better last week, and he did a good job with it. I mean, a lot of fast cars coming up behind him challenging, mainly Anthony, and I think the caution's what probably hurt him. The cars do not get back up to speed as quick as other ones or we'd like after cautions, so that does hurt us too. But he's done a good job for keeping it one piece and staying out of trouble and just kind of not being able to race how we want to, because we don't have the cars under us too, but we're hoping to get there and really, you know, put these cars where they need to be.